Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Navi Ball, and today I'm joined over the phone by Ian Buckingham. Ian is the Vice President and Coffee Expert at Melitta Canada, and will be sharing some coffee-related tips and ideas you can use to spruce up your Labor Day long weekend, and as we head closer to the cooler months. Thank you for joining me today. So first off, Ian, could you share an interesting coffee-related recipe that would be a big hit for this weekend?
As far as recipes go, being maybe the last long weekend of the summer, we have a great marinade that can be used when you're barbecuing. It involves about 8 ounces of brewed coffee. We'd like a medium roast, a Colombian or our traditional roast, medium, so the dark notes don't dominate. You don't want your steak or poultry to taste like coffee. You just want some little extra subtle flavor notes. So we combine the coffee with 12-ounce tomato paste, half cup of water, some prepared mustard. I like the Dijon. We add a little horseradish, you can add brown sugar, and then spice to your liking with garlic powder, salt, pepper. I love to add cayenne at the end to give it a little zip. You just melt it, those ingredients in a saucepan, bring it to a quick boil, let it simmer for 5, cool, and then marinate your beef in that, or just add it as you cook as a sauce to add flavor to the barbecuing you're doing.
What about if you're heading out to the cottage or the beach for the weekend? What should be on that checklist to bring with you?
If you're heading to the cabin, I mean, for sure, you got to take your favorite coffee. All you really need along with that is a kettle. The closer you get water to a boiling temperature, the better the flavor extraction. So grab your favorite coffee, simple funnel, we call a pour over to go on top of, you know, a mug or a bigger carafe, and a filter paper. If you're looking to do some entertaining and you want to add some specialty coffee drinks, you're going to have to add to that list. I could talk about some cool after-dinner dessert, as well as that marinade we talked about, which needed a lot more ingredients. But depending on how fancy you're going, if it's just a simple cup of coffee, you just need a kettle, something to bring water to a boil, a funnel, and whatever you want to add after that, whether that be a cream or milk or the fancier specialty drinks that we could talk about if you'd like.
Yeah, certainly. I know that cold brews are fairly popular during the summer. Do you have any tips on how you can make your own cold brew, either at home or on the go?
Well, cold brew coffee, the real cold brew coffee, takes quite a while to extract the flavors. One of the recipes we like is just to simply brew 16 ounces of coffee, let it cool in the fridge, get it for maybe a couple hours, just get it nice and cool, put it in a blender. If you're looking for a dessert coffee, add some ice cream, 2 cups, and then blend it all together. And then that, and drizzle some chocolate syrup or caramel syrup on top. A fantastic dessert coffee, although it's not the technical cold brew, especially if you're heading away. Very much a great dessert coffee.
Yeah, and what flavors would you recommend trying out?
You know, as the mornings and evenings get a little colder, I mean, taste is subjective, but a lot of people like to go to the darker coffees, as a little richer, a little heavier, not a change in caffeine. But they do like to go to the medium dark or dark roast. As the days get shorter and the temperature gets a little colder, they're looking for a little heavier tasting coffee to get that pick-me-up. We always recommend a blend of coffees. Why? I mean, coffee, it's an agricultural product. It grows between the two tropics, Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, and it changes. So if you've got a nice blended coffee, if you get a bad crop in one area, you can just enhance it by adding a little bit more with the others. And you can get the best notes from several regions to help give you that full-bodied flavor in the coffee.
Yeah, speaking on the topic of people preferring darker blends as we head into the colder months, what are some coffee trends that you notice consumers are taking to as we head into the fall?
As we head into the fall, you're right. Some of the trends we're seeing is consumers going back to handcrafting, back to purchasing whole beans, the fastest growing segment. And what's the difference with whole bean coffee? Oxygen makes any food go stale. So if you left a piece of bread on the table, it would go stale very, very quickly. Coffee's no different. Once it's exposed to oxygen, the staling process starts. So we recommend whole bean. Why? Because the surface area isn't all exposed. It stays fresher longer. If you keep it in a cool, dry place and you only grind it as you need it, you will get a fresher product. So it's a huge trend. You're seeing it in restaurants and you're seeing it with consumers that people are buying whole bean coffee, grinding a little bit at a time as they need it, picking their favorite flavor, their favorite brand, but purchasing it in a whole bean form. That would be the biggest trend we are seeing. They're not going, you know, all the single serve coffees that you see out there can only come in one strength, in one size, and the consumer doesn't have that chance to get their coffee their way, where they select the grind, where they select the brewing temperature, where they select the origin of the coffee. Huge, huge trend to get more freshness in the coffee that they want their way.
Yeah, that's interesting. Could you share some other tips and tricks for coffee lovers in Thompson so that they can get the most out of their cup of joe?
Well, if you're using boiled water through a kettle on a pour over, you want fresh, cold water to start with. You don't want to reboil it several times. I would say that you should purchase it in smaller amounts if you can. And if you're going to go away for a long period of time, freeze the coffee. Freezing the coffee, just like freezing meats or bread, stops oxidization. But once you come back, don't try and brew that coffee. That coffee has to thaw just like anything else would. You want to make sure it thaws, and then you grind it, and or if it's already ground, wait at least an hour or two before you brew it. But you want to make sure it's in a tight seal container and only buy enough to last you for 1 or 2 weeks. Don't buy coffee that's going to last a month, because once it's opened, that oxidization process will start.
All right. And was there anything else you wanted to share that we didn't get to talk about today?
I would just say that coffee, you don't have to spend a ton of money to get a great cup of coffee. A fully loaded cup of coffee, if you're buying all your own ingredients, should be under 20 cents. Coffee, milk, sugar, you can do it. If you want to experiment with the grind, with the origin, with the blends, try different things. Find the cup of coffee that you like the best, and it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. Easy to do if you've got a kettle and are willing to handcraft it yourself by using that little pour-over method, and find the coffee that you really, really enjoy the most.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me about this.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. That was Ian Buckingham, the Vice President of Melitta Canada, who talked about some fun coffee-related ideas and recipes you can try out during the Labor Day long weekend. If you want to check out any of the recipes Ian talked about today, head on over to melitta.ca. That's melitta.ca. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.